Morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Another tough day in dairy. I'm looking at the numbers, 1.3, 1.8. I mean, they're down again.
Yeah, they are. So the index, that's the global dairy trade auction this morning. At the headline level, the index down 1.3%, whole milk powder down 1.8%, skim milk powder down 1.1%, butter unchanged. Mike, looking at just that recent history on the global dairy trade price index, at least, you've had over the last 6 months, 12 auctions, 10 of those have been negative or at least zero. And if we discount the auction on the 7th of August, that was the 0% movement. They've got 8 auctions in a row without a positive outcome. So not liking that trend, actually, Mike.
No.
The context coming into this was the recent downgrade of the forecast dairy payout by that 25 cent fall to $6.75 per kilogram of milk solids. And that was in response to stronger milk supply signals coming out of some of the world's, you know, key dairy producing regions, so Europe, US. But at the same time, Mike, we've got slowing demand, which is, again, not a great scenario. So, and we've got high production, local production levels at the moment. So there'll be a bit of nervousness about where that's going. The thing with that, the thing with the auction result last night, Mike, actually, yes, whole milk powder down 1.8%, but if you look at trading in the futures contracts recently, I think there might be a bit of relief that there wasn't more price weakness, because some of the contracts had actually been weaker than that. So actually, that's a little bit positive. Look, we would normally expect to see a reaction in the New Zealand dollar. It was quite volatile yesterday.
no kidding.
Yeah, there was a few issues there around. Look, can I make a very quick comment to that? Anybody that's been in the market for any decent length of time knows that GDP numbers are not released to anyone. Mm-hmm. But there was some confusion yesterday circulating in the New Zealand dollar market.
Yes, there was. Now, go Otago, eh? Good old Otago.
How do you like this? Hey, look, Mike, look. Are you of the same opinion that if things can be ranked, people like to see them? Everybody 100%. Loves a scoreboard.
Yeah, everybody loves
Everybody loves a scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so go south, people, because that's where the action is. Otago, this is the ASB Bank Regional Economic Scoreboard. Otago, number one, gained 3 positions, took out the top spot. And what have they got going on down there? They've got jobs growth. They've got great tourism numbers. They've got house price growth. 10% more jobs down there than there was a year ago. A big rebound in building consents as well. So gold star, gold medal for the Otago region. But actually, just looking at this scoreboard, Mike, what's going on out east? Bay of Plenty. We all knew that, you know, things have been pretty good down there. Still delivering the goods, still in second place. But now they've been joined by the Hawke's Bay. Now they've rocketed up the rankings 10 places. Strong house sales growth, house prices up a bit as well. And apparently grape harvest up a whopping 22% this year. So there'll be lots of great wine coming out of the 2018 vintage. That eastern resurgence, though, Mike, doesn't stop there. Gisborne as well. So you've got Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay, Gisborne, 2, 3, 4.
I love it.
What's going on?
Now,
what's
going on? I mentioned the trade. Before it's 10% here and 5% there and 25%. It's just where are we at with all of this?
So I'm not going to go through the numbers again because you can find them wherever you want. Let's just say, look, it's not good news for the global economic outlook, but let's just deal with some facts, okay? Currently, there's only a very small percentage of global trade that is subject to these tariffs at the moment. This, of course, lifts it, but world global trade is still bigger than this. What we've actually got to wait and see now is if the China and US trade talks that are supposed to go ahead later on this month actually go ahead, and do they try and work this out. But what we will see is you will see import substitution. You will see people looking to source goods elsewhere cheaper. You'll also look to see more trade packs being put together so people can get around these things. At the moment, it's not going to actually materially impact on global trade, but it has the potential to.
Okay, mate, what are the numbers?
Well, it's not hurting share markets, isn't this global trade issue, because the Dow Jones up 190 points at 26253, S&P 500 flirting with highs again, 2905, they're also up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 0.88%, 7965, so they're all looking good. FTSE 100, 7300, no real change there. The Nikkei up 325, 1.4%, 23,420, and the Chinese share market up 1.8%, so 48 points, 2699, so they're also okay. ASX 200 yesterday down 23 points, 6161. We gained 44 points, the NZX 50 yesterday, 0.48%. 1% gain at 9315 on the currencies, 0.6581 against the US, 0.9130 against the Aussie, 0.5643 euro, 0.5008 against the quid, 73.93 yen. Gold trading at $1,198.14, and Brent crude had a go at $80, didn't quite get there. It's now at $78.75.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, him and the team, jmiwealth.co.nz.